Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is coming to you live from New York City. And we'll be hanging out with you for the next hour. But we've been here for three. Talking NFL, talking NBA, talking WNBA. Did we talk baseball today? Not yet, I don't think so. Anyway, we got a lot to discuss. Hey, let me give you an update. The Celtics lead in game one of the NBA Finals, 28-18. There's 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Luka Doncic has 7 points. Kyrie Irving has 4. Derek White has 6 points. Jason Tatum has 0. And Kristaps Porzingis in his first game back, he has 8 points off the bench. Okay, Kristaps Porzingis, I guess that calf is working, right? This man hasn't played basketball in like 40 days. Hickey, help me out here. When in the Bible, was it 40 days and 40 nights? Am I mixing stuff up? You know?
No, you got it. In the desert for 40 days.
Nailed yeah.
It.
So where was Kristaps? Rehab?
I was going to say, I don't think he's in the desert.
No, not in Boston. He did a dunk. He did a turnaround J over a guy. Oh, he blocked a shot, too. So this means he's going to be hurt by the third quarter or the fourth.
Wow.
I don't know.
Putting that out there, huh? I think he's like a fireball, just going to start out hot and just fade away.
Have you seen Kristaps Porzingis?
I have.
Remember when he was with the Knicks? What did he do getting hurt on the Knicks? What happened to him? What did he do?
He was dunking and tore his ACL.
He came down on the dunk. You want to know why? Because his legs are too long. not built for dunking. It's true.
So does that mean Victor Wembanyama, if you're Pop, you tell him never to dunk again? Your legs are too long?
I think he's more athletic than Kristaps.
Ooh, okay. He Porzingis does those toe stretches, so you're right, probably.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You saw it up close and personal.
Oh, my. Yeah, that guy's a freak. Oh, I saw him warm up. Yeah, he makes no sense. He makes no sense. Anytime Victor Wembanyama comes to town, I'm going to watch that guy. He's a freak. I don't know. Do you know anybody personally 7 foot four, Hickey? You know anybody that tall?
No. Crazy to say, right? But no.
I don't know nobody that tall either. 7'4"? Most of the people I know, they max out at like 6'10", 6'9". I guess that's what happens when you work in sports. Porzingis now with 11 points. Oh, my God. He's the missing, I would call him the missing link, but that sounds too disrespectful for a tall man. Okay. Good for them. 37-20. And Jason Kidd not ready yet to call a timeout. Anyway, we'll keep you up to date on the game as it continues on. We got into so much. Talked about the Los Angeles Lakers and their coaching search. We know last night things kind of switched up. At first, it was J.J. Redick was the guy for the Lakers. And then early this morning, it came out that Dan Hurley was the guy for the Los Angeles Lakers. And I want to thank Alan Sliwa from the Lakers radio network for coming through to talk to us about it. But how about this? Dan Hurley spoke yesterday to Mike Francesa, and before any news became public, Dan Hurley pretty much said, yeah, I would have some interest coaching in the NBA. And then lo and behold, look what happened.
I do aspire, one day if the right NBA situation were to come along, I do aspire to
really,
to
really that's, a good, testing that's nice myself. To know. Really? Okay. You'd like to take a shot at the NBA.
I mean, if the right situation where right. You know, an organization wants a tone setter to come in and instill a culture, young players and an organization that wants to pursue championships.
Would it have to be in the Northeast with your wife, or would she? Because I don't know if she'd go all over the country, would she?
She's the boss.
And she's the boss. Gino Auriemma, the other head coach for the UConn Huskies on the women's side, he pretty much told everybody, he said, look, if Dan Hurley leaves, I can't blame this man.
If Danny were to leave and somebody said to me, you know, he just took this NBA job, I won't name any particular city, I would say, you know, you're set up for failure, but it's the Lakers. But if you're saying, hey, I want a 10-year deal, I want the same deal Brad Stevens got at Boston.
It might be more than that.
Well, Dan, you know what? Andrea's wife might not like me, but it's crazy if he doesn't take it.
Yeah, take the money. Go to L.A., take the money and move on, right? It was reported that Dan Hurley spoke to his team today and told them that, yeah, it's true, I'm talking to the Lakers. The deal isn't done. And until it is done, business as usual. I think he's going to get the job. Unless his wife says, I don't want to go to L.A. And I mean, if she's from New Jersey, Hickey, am I being a jerk by saying if you're from New Jersey, why wouldn't you want to go to L.A.?
I would say you're speaking facts.
Mike Trout doesn't want to go back. And if that says, I mean, come on now, and his team sucks.
That's true. He's losing. He'd rather play with a guy who hates his job in Anthony Rendon than go back home.
We love New Jersey, right? You love New Jersey?
I will not lie. No, I do not. I do not.
You're not. Come on. You're not supposed to.
Come on. What are you not supposed to say that? I'm trying to be honest here.
I like New Jersey except for Newark. They took my car. And Newark, New Jersey took my car right off the
See,
street.
I don't have a reason to hate Jersey. I really don't. You have a reason. Your car got stolen.
Oh, I didn't
Blame
get stolen.
The
got,
state.
Got towed. Got towed.
You're right. My apologies. Got towed. You should be the one upset.
I like the New York Red Bulls. They play in New Jersey. I like the Jets. What?
That's in Newark, isn't it?
It is. It is.
You like the Jets in that crap stadium?
I like the Jets. I don't like the stadium. You know what? I like the Jets, but I don't like them. Does that make sense?
Yes. As a Mets fan, I can absolutely get what you're saying.
I love them, but I don't like them.
You love them, but you despise them.
That's how some people feel about their kids. You know that?
I hope not to know, but I do know why some people feel that way.
No, you love them, but you don't like them. That's how some people feel about their kids. I guess the Mets feel like the, are the Mets kids to you? They could be, right?
No. Oof, I hope not.
No.
Not want my kids to be that bad.
Oh, well, damn. Well, I already told you. Any of my kids are bad at something, I'm going to tell them.
You suck. Hey,
you suck. Go try something else.
It's the last baseball game you'll be going to.
Yeah, right. Well, we got to be honest about things. You talk about honesty. I got to be honest. Forget being honest to the listeners or to a sports team. I got to be honest to my family, right?
How about piano, buddy? Let's try that. Put the baseball bat down.
The Boston Celtics ended the first quarter on a 23-5 run. They enter the second. Boston leads 37-20. Yeah, well, it don't got to be baseball. Maybe they're not good at baseball. Maybe they do track and field. Maybe they do piano. Hopscotch. I don't know, Hickey. I don't know these things.
Hey, whatever they like and they enjoy and they're good at, that's all that matters. Doesn't matter what it is.
That's what they say. I think I'll do better than Tom Brady. I think. I'm saying, I don't know.
I thought the roast was over. I guess not.
Well, you heard
what Wes
Welker didn't want any part of it. You heard about that, right?
I did. He was very offended.
Wes Welker said, look, man, I don't need to go to a roast and be reminded of drops and they're going to make jokes about his wife and me dropping a ball and my husband can't throw and catch at the. Wes Welker, he was a smart man. I don't even think he was. Was he even mentioned in the roast? I don't think his name even came up.
No, you're right. He was probably one of the few players that were spared.
What a genius. A smart man for not showing up for that nonsense. Hey, you know, speaking of a genius, we heard from Adam Silver last hour. He said he's not worried about Caitlin Clark. He's trying to figure out all of the intricacies of the television deal so people can get on with their lives and you know what happens with TNT and Amazon and every place else that they're negotiating with. Of course, he wasn't going to say names. And then he talked about A-Rod. Because he was asked whether or not Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lurie would ultimately be the next owners of the Minnesota Timberwolves replacing or buying out Glenn Taylor. Why? Because we got major news earlier today when it was reported that Michael Bloomberg, the 12th wealthiest, I can't even say richest, richest, wealthiest, the 12th guy on earth, Hickey, think about this. Think about this right now. This man goes to sleep at night. There are only 11 people on earth who have more money than him. They're more valuable financially than him. How does Michael Bloomberg sleep at night?
That is, like, that's mind-blowing.
You have to get used to it after a while, right? You just get used to having crap ton of money.
And I'm sure he's not, you know, complacent. So I'm sure he's trying to get, you know, climb that ladder from 12 to 10 to 5 to, I mean, I don't know if he's going to be alive long enough to get to number one, but.
No, he won't.
Yeah.
$106 billion net worth.
That is just, and you could buy the whole NBA. Forget buying the Wolves. He could buy the entire league himself, put it in his backyard, and watch from the comfort of his own home these guys play in front of him.
So the amount of money that they needed, Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lurie, they needed $300 million to just pretty much take the controlling stake of the Timberwolves. Well, Michael Bloomberg can just buy the whole team like 3-4 times over just with what he has underneath his pillow. Not to say that's going to be the case, but Michael Bloomberg, as you said, Michael Bloomberg could wake up today and buy. Yeah, he could buy everything. He could. It's ridiculous. And so now that they've recruited, and this is a genius move, you know, I make a lot of jokes about Alex Rodriguez and how Jennifer Lopez left him and now she's miserable and how Alex Rodriguez is into himself more than anybody. He's also a steroid cheat. I got this lined up for days. I don't particularly care for the guy. He hasn't done anything to me personally. I actually think he's an okay guy. He's just he's interesting, very self-centered, a little too much for me. This is genius. Like Alex Rodriguez years ago tried to purchase the New York Mets. It didn't happen. What did he do? He transitioned into basketball. He found a buddy. And they said, oh, well, we can buy the team little by little starting in 2021. And we know Glenn Taylor basically pulled the plug back in March. Glenn Taylor, the owner of the Minnesota Timberwolves back in April, he told everybody, especially Fox 9, Minneapolis, He says, forget this. I'm keeping the team.
What I anticipate doing, if I can work everything out the way I am planning on it, is I'll just continue to keep the ownership. I'll have the controlling ownership and just keep on running them and stuff like that. We have a plan that upon my death, we have a plan of what will happen, but they'll stay in Minnesota and they'll be controlled by my family.
Damn. What a way to change your mind. He basically said on deadline day, they didn't come up with the money fast enough, so forget them. That's what he said. And so Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lurie have basically, they have to go to arbitration. That's what the agreement said. And they have to figure this out. And so a third party will decide whether or not Alex Rodriguez and Lurie are entitled to buy the team or whether Glenn Taylor will keep it. And it goes beyond that, because even if an arbitrator says, hey, this is now Lurie and A-Rod's team, in addition to Michael Bloomberg, even if he's a minority investor, it's chump change. It's like me investing a penny under my couch, you know, to buying a house. It's how much money this man has. Adam Silver basically said it's up to the league owners to vote on this as well. And so why does Alex Rodriguez even want to buy the Timberwolves? Is he bored? No. I mean, sports teams are ridiculously valuable. Maybe Alex Rodriguez just wants to inflate his net worth. Why not? Everybody wants money, right? Ironically, this is what Alex Rodriguez told Bloomberg Wealth. Yes, Bloomberg has multiple channels. This is what he said back in May 2023.
One of the guys that I loved growing up, who's now a friend and a mentor, is Magic Johnson. And we often laugh about that he was a basketball legend and he owns a baseball team with the Dodgers. And I played baseball for so many years and I own a basketball team. The truth is, we tried to make a run at the Mets and we had a hell of a run. And we came second to Steve Cohen, who's doing an incredible job. And then we kind of, one door shut and this door opened. And Mark and I, my partner, Mark Lurie, we moved very quickly. Within 7 days, we understood all the levers we can pull. We understood that sports was more than just baseball or basketball. That is this kind of 360 media, entertainment, sports, enterprise. So once we saw the Mets deal that fell apart, we were able to move very quickly, shake hands almost within 7 days with Glenn Taylor, and the rest is history.
Hickey, Glenn Taylor, he want to sell the team now? Does he want to be, well, you know, old people can be stubborn. He's 83 years old. He's a billionaire, too. He ain't no Michael Bloomberg billionaire. I'm going to estimate Glenn Taylor's net worth to be $4 billion. Let me see. Okay. Glenn Taylor's a bum. All right. He's only worth $2.8 billion. He's a bum.
Wow.
He's a bum.
Wow. So that means Bloomberg is 50 times richer. Wow. I mean, my goodness.
Michael wow. Bloomberg walks into a room with Glenn Taylor. He says, clean my shoes. He says, man, go. He says, go get my lunch. He says, where's my lunch? Yeah, give me a. Is it a Dr. Pepper is the second highest rated drink now? What is it?
Dr. Yeah, Pepper? Behind Coke. Go figure.
Michael Bloomberg says, get me a Dr. Pepper.
No ice.
I want no ice, right? Oh my God. I don't know. You know, I guess all these guys got egos. And so Glenn Taylor, instead of saying, oh, they got Mike Bloomberg, let me just exit stage left. I'm sure he's sitting around. Maybe he's digging his feet a little bit deeper into the sand. I don't know. Or maybe he takes the approach that a lot of people do. And he goes, there are so many legalities potentially involved in this. Maybe this goes beyond arbitration. And if it does, if you got to be sitting in a courtroom for the next forever, who's winning a legal battle? Is it Michael Bloomberg or is it Glenn Taylor? I think the answer is pretty clear. Michael Bloomberg could bleed out anybody in a courtroom. Just run up the lawyer bill. Bleed them out. This is hilarious. I love stuff like this. I wonder how Derek Jeter feels like crap today, does he? Probably, right?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Derek Jeter had a team, had a piece of a team, was running a team. The owner sucked, and Derek Jeter said, I'm out. And the team still sucks. And now what does Derek Jeter have? Four little girls at home. Is that how many he has? Like four girls?
I think so, three or four.
Damn.
He's doing okay.
He's doing okay. But he can't. These two guys can't stand each other. Derek Jeter, he's always winning. Derek Jeter, I mean, so far, you know, what he had as an executive in baseball, he failed, right? Alex Rodriguez is on the precipice of, you know, maybe winning on this side of things. It's at least people like Derek Jeter. I guess that's the positive, I guess. I don't know. Who you think in a scale of in America, right? More people like Jeter than A-Rod. They're kind of both disliked.
That's interesting because they definitely are both disliked. But Jeter is so quiet. Like if you're not a Yankees fan, like there's no, I guess, like you don't see him. He doesn't do anything.
Doesn't.
At least A-Rod, like he is personable. Whether you believe it's a front or not, maybe that's why you would not like him. Like he comes off at least as very relatable, very likable.
A-Rod?
I would say so, no.
Likeable?
I think he, again, comes across. I think he could put up a good front and fake it.
Uh-huh.
And I think when he's you are like, in the spotlight, as he is, it kind of works.
He's like Russell Wilson.
Ooh, that's a good comp.
Mm-hmm.
He's
mm-hmm.
less robotic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Definitely than Russell Wilson, mm-hmm. who I think has just a script in his head of like three things to say.
Yeah. Kiss baby, say hard
shake,
work.
Shake hand, Broncos, yeah. Country, let's ride.
Yeah, that's probably accurate. Yeah. He's been being reprogrammed as we speak. Yeah. Well, good luck to A-Rod. Good luck to him. I think I know for sure in New York, Derek Jeter is loved, and Alex Rodriguez people could care less about. They don't care about this man. Anyway, he might make a lot of money. He got Michael Bloomberg on his side, so God bless him. Well, Michael Bloomberg and his, let me count again, $106 billion. Not too shabby. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break when we come back on the other side. The NFL, they're trying to negotiate a deal too, or at least their Players Association. They're trying not to renegotiate a deal. I'll tell you about it and why. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doors take us to summers away. Or winter adventures. And afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on... Damn. What the heck is going on here? This is a beatdown. Is this a basketball game? The Boston Celtics lead 58-31. There's 3 minutes to go in the first half. And Joe Mazzulla is still mad. I know that. I'm not going to tell you how I know that referee, but I know that referee. Well, never mind. me be careful here before I get in trouble. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Yeah, Joe Mazzulla is wearing out the referee of one of my friends. And Dallas Mavericks got some work here. Kristaps Porzingis, he's been holding all of this energy. 38 days, no basketball, 15 points off the bench, 6 of 8 from the field. Jaylen Brown has 13, Tatum has 6. And then what's this Porzingis guy? Well, Luka Doncic has 12, Kyrie has 6. And it doesn't matter if you're going to give up like 60 to 70 points in the first half. You're cooked. So we'll see what happens. Still plenty of time for the Mavericks to go on a run. And if they don't, that means that I get to take a nap. Or at least I get to go to sleep earlier. So we'll see what happens. 855-212-4227. You know, before we went to break, we talked about Adam Silver's comments about the Minnesota Timberwolves potential sale. We told you that Michael Bloomberg has agreed to join the group of Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lowry to potentially purchase the Minnesota Timberwolves in full. And there's a lot of changes in that space, right? Well, yesterday, we didn't get a chance to get to it, but I wanted to mention this. We know that the NFL is also looking to make some changes, right? The NFL wants to make as much money as possible. Well, how do they do that? By moving to 18 games. The NFL does that by saying, screw another preseason game. Let's give people more regular season football. And we don't know when it's going to take place and how it's going to happen. But back at the spring meetings, Roger Goodell said, an 18-game schedule, yeah, it's something that we want to do, but not right away.
I wasn't floating something that we're actively thinking about now. It is something that we think about in the long-range context. Again, moving to quality and making sure that we're doing everything possible to bring our fans what they want. And they want, obviously, more football. But I'm not sure they want more preseason football.
Man, I could care less. Do I need more football? I was fine with 16 games. I didn't need 17 games. I don't need 18 games. I don't need 20 games of NFL. I'm good with what it is. You know what I'd like more than any of this? And he already said he wanted to do it. Just put the Super Bowl on President's Day weekend. Can we have that? Do you need to give us 18 games in order for us to get there? Push the season back a week. Come on now. I could tell you who doesn't want 18 games. And it's not all his decision. But Ryan Kelly, all-pro center for the Indianapolis Colts. Hopefully he's snapping a football at Anthony Richardson and not Joe Flacco. He's the player lead for the Players Association. And he pretty much told everybody why he thinks 18 games is not a good idea.
If people understood how hard it was to play 16, then they took another one, right? And it's like, mm-hmm. They get rid of preseason games. Well, okay, well, who's that going to hurt, right? The guys that don't have a shot, the guys that are the undrafted guys or late-round guys that need to go out there and improve themselves, right? It's not, and I think that, the fans see it as like they don't watch the preseason games. Well, they have no idea what goes on inside the building, right? So, 18 games sounds great when Roger was saying it on Pat McAfee podcast. But until, you're the one going out there and putting the helmet on for 18 of those games, come talk to me.
There's going to be 18 games in an NFL season. It's going to happen. It doesn't matter how he feels about it. The players, I think they're resigned to the fact it doesn't matter if they don't want it. It's a job. What are they going to do? Say, oh, no, I don't want to play in the NFL anymore. I'm going to leave. No. This is the thing about the NFL. There's always going to be more folks ready and willing to step up. Is everybody going to be making 55 and 35 and 20 and 25 million a year? No. But they make enough. And the fact is, nobody's going to walk away from the money. And so that's what brings people onto the field, the cash. They're going to play 18 games. It doesn't matter how battered, bruised, and busted up that they're going to be. You can expect that change to come sooner than later, I'd say, in the NFL. The collective bargaining agreement isn't set it's locked in place for many more years. But if they can renegotiate that before then, they're going to do it. They will. And speaking of change, how about this? I guess this is a positive change. As the NBA Finals are going on right now and the Celtics are spanking Dallas, Marco Belletti will give you details in a second. Congratulations to Doris Burke, sitting alongside J.J. Redick, future former head coach of the Lakers, whatever the hell he is, and also Mike Breen. Doris Burke is the first woman to call a championship broadcast on television. That's in any of the major sports. Never happened in hockey, never happened in baseball, never happened in the NFL, never happened in the NBA. We know Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy are gone. And so Doris Burke, she's done it on the radio, but she's the first woman to call a championship on TV. Good for her. She was asked about this via Sling, and it's what she said.
Well, it means first and foremost, I get to sit beside a very good friend and somebody I've known for 30 years, and that's Mike Breen. And he's the absolute soundtrack of the NBA Finals. He's synonymous with the event. The players love his calls. If you get a bang or a double bang, it's incredible. And then J.J. Redick is our new partner, and J.J. is so smart and such an extraordinary teammate. I feel really, really lucky to be there. Please know that when game one tips up, I'm going to be incredibly nervous, and I'm going to try to put aside the thought that I'll be the first person on the distaff side to do it, because that could be overwhelming. Hopefully, I'm just able to call the game with two incredible teammates and celebrating the game directly in front of us, because I know I'm lucky to be there, and I want the audience to come with all of us.
Hickey, was that beatnik soundtrack necessary? Who the hell edited that over at Sling? Who did that?
Great question. It sounded terrible.
Did they need? They could have just let her speak.
It was distracting.
They didn't need jazz music underneath that. What was that about?
It was very loud too. Almost, you know, overshadowed her voice.
Yeah, we want to hear Doris Burke talk about being a woman, not hear, you know, some hippie jazz music.
Some
we don't
bad
want
beats.
Yeah, bad beats. Marco Belletti, did you enjoy that music?
No.
Are you enjoying this ass whooping?
No, not even a little bit. I mean, look, the Celtics, you know, live and die by the three, and they're knocking down shots. Mavericks have done nothing thus far. I mean, you figured Boston would come out a little bit cleaner, I thought, in game one, and I thought they would handle it somewhat easily. Not this easily. They're making mincemeat out of them.
They got this another half. Dallas can go on a run.
Yeah, this game's over, Jer.
Oh, damn.
Damn, come on, man. Damn. Now, Hickey, it doesn't mean
the
they
game, Hickey, is the game over?
Game one is over. This series is not over, but game one is over.
I was just going to say that. Game two, don't be surprised if the Mavericks win, and this series is far from over. This game, though, yeah, you could turn out the lights here.
Okay. All right. Anyway, the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, we're going to tell you about a few things that have taken place this day in sports history.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, I am too lazy to return a kick. I'm too lazy. They'd have to give me Michael Bloom. No, not true. Yeah, I'd take a little bit less than Michael Bloomberg money to return a kick.
Would you take Glenn Taylor money?
A measly $2 billion.
Yeah, that's all?
Yeah, I'd take a measly $2 billion to return a kick. You know what? I would take a measly, what is Tyreek Hill getting? A measly 30 mil?
You take that? You settle?
Oh, I'd take a measly.
Charity work?
Oh, charity, yeah. Maybe that's why Tyreek is mad. He's asking for a pittance. He only wants 5 more million. That's it. That's it. Only 5 more million bucks. That's it. Tyreek Hill going to be living out on the street any day now. What a guy. Anyway, you know what? That's not funny. Didn't he have a house fire early this year?
Yeah, he was living on the street. Damn, look at you.
Yeah, I remember these things. I didn't remember that when I said it. I'll think of another rich athlete. Justin Jefferson, there you go. He'll be living out on the street any minute now, $35 million. How is he going to live when Michael Bloomberg is... How many houses does he have, you think?
Oh, 100. Residences,
I should say.
I mean, you got to think with over $100 billion, I mean, 20 houses, residences?
He got multiple places to live in every country, right?
You would think.
He has a house in New York. He has a house in California. He has an apartment in New York. He has a mansion on Long Island. He has a mansion in Massachusetts. He got a mansion in Canada. Probably got a place in Mexico City, maybe a place in Brazil. Has a house in the mountains in the UK, has a house and apartment, a loft in London, maybe in Paris, a place in Saudi Arabia. I mean, it's obnoxious. Can I live somewhere? Can I stay when he's not there? Damn it.
He's so rich that anywhere he travels, he would never stay in a hotel because he probably has a house there.
Yeah.
Not bad.
He can buy one before he gets there.
Also true. Oh, go to Italy next month? Yeah, buy me some on the corner looking nice. I'm going to look out on the ocean.
Yeah, who needs Airbnb? Not Mike Bloomberg. Next thing you know, he'll just buy Airbnb. What a guy. Anyway, yeah, but $106 billion is in my future, but let's take a look at the past.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Hey, today is June 6th. Congratulations, you made it to June 6th. But there's a couple of things that you should know. How about June 6, 1946? The NBA is founded at the Commodore Hotel in New York. There were only 10 teams. Let's hit the fast forward button. How about in 1966, on June 6th, the NFL and the AFL, they merged. A couple of years after. Well, right then and there. Yeah, basically, we had the first Super Bowl. Let's hit the fast forward button some more. Let's go to 1976, June 6th. The Boston Celtics, they won another championship against the Phoenix Suns. This was their 13th championship. This season, they're trying to go for number 18. They beat those Suns in six games. The final score, game six, 87-80. Thank you to Dave Cowens and Joe White. Good for them. Matter of fact, here's a final call courtesy of CBS.
It's 87-80, last 6 seconds of an NBA championship. It is all over. It has come to an end, and the Boston Celtics have won their 13th NBA championship. Hondo John Havlicek with possession of the ball, and the players are meeting here at midcourt, congratulating each other. It has been that kind of a battle, Eric.
Yeah, that took place in 1976. And here the Celtics are in 2024 trying to pick up number 18. Let's go to June 6th in 2007 as Trevor Hoffman got his 500th save. Okay, he beat the Dodgers. The Padres won 5-2. Let's take a listen, courtesy of the Padres Radio Network, Ted Leitner.
Garcia Harley draw third, but two gone here in the ninth. The 1-2 pitch. Outside corner, quickly called. 500 save. 500. Count them. Boy, that's a big number up on the scoreboard out there. Unprecedented in Major League Baseball history by the all-time saves leader, and he's added on after setting the record in passing Lee Smith last year. Now 500 to close out another victory against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, that took place in 2007. Trevor Hoffman ultimately finished with 601 saves. He went into the Hall of Fame in 2018. Some guy named Mariano Rivera ended up with more saves, 652. Anyway, on this day as well, 2007, June 6th, shout outs to all the people out in Anaheim because the Ducks, they won the Stanley Cup over Ottawa in five games. The final score was 6-2. Here's the final call, courtesy of NBC, 2007, same day as Trevor Hoffman.
And they're about to win it all. The Anaheim Ducks are the Stanley Cup champions. Scott Niedermeyer, come on back up. It's your turn to hoist the cup.
Congratulations to them. Also, let's hit the fast forward button. June 6, 2011. The BCS, they told Southern California USC, your 2004 title is vacant. Give it back. There was no champion that year. At least Reggie Bush got his Heisman back. And also in 2018, on this day, June 6th, LeBron James passed Michael Jordan for the most 30-point games in NBA playoff history. Michael Jordan had 109 30-point games. LeBron currently has 122. LeBron also has played in more playoff games because he didn't retire. And then they played seven games in every stupid round of the playoffs. And so LeBron James, let him have everything. Okay, fine. I'd still take Michael Jordan over LeBron. Sorry. Anyway, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. It is June 6th. Maybe this is the start of a new championship for the Boston Celtics. And I told you that the NBA started this day, June 6th in 1946. I got to get this in here before I get out. You probably have heard that Utah is getting an NHL team. Well, they have pretty much narrowed down the names for Utah's team. And I actually think some of them are pretty good. Take a listen to this, courtesy of Fox 13.
All right, we have some very fun developing news today from the NHL. We are one step closer to a new name for Utah's NHL team. Smith Entertainment Group announced today they're opening the second phase in their naming survey. The 520,000 fans who voted in round one helped narrow the list down to six options, which we're showing you on the screen. What do you think? Blizzard, Utah Hockey Club, the Mammoth Outlaws, Venom, Yeti.
Utah's NHL team is either going to be called the Blizzard, the Mammoth, the Outlaws, the Venom, the Utah Venom, the Utah Yeti, the Utah Hockey Club. Or Utah HC. What are we doing? Get Hockey Club and HC the hell up on out of here. Blizzard, Mammoth, don't do Mammoth. Too cheesy. I like Venom. Or Yeti, is Yeti too corny?
I like Yeti. That's my number one.
Their mascot is going to be the snowman from, Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah.
They have to turn into the Yeti just for the mascot.
That would be pretty cool. And you can make the Yeti noise, too. Like, maybe if the other team, like, you know, goes in the penalty box and hear, like, the Yeti, like, shriek, be pretty cool.
I was going to ask you what a Yeti sounds like, but I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
What do you think about Blizzard?
I think of the DQ Blizzard, so I don't really like it.
Mammoth is too boring, right?
I like Mammoth, actually. Like, that would be my number two. Yeti 1, Mammoth 2. I don't hate that.
So the mascot is going to be Snuffleupagus.
a big-ass woolly mammoth on your jersey. That would be pretty cool. You can't deny it. That would look cool.
Outlaws is too Vegas-ish.
Yeah.
You know? Outlaws.
Ain't nobody, like an AFL team.
Yeah, nobody thinking about no Outlaws in Utah. The Venom sounds, it's too basic. We got the Diamondbacks. We don't need no more states or snakes. Yeah, I'd have to say Yeti. The Utah Yetis? Utah Yetis?
That does flow. I know it's not alliteration, but it sort of sounds like it.
I'd get a hoodie with the Utah Yetis on it. I would. It'd be a snowman. I'd wear the hell out of it.
Be cool.
It can't be too corny, too campy. Can't be too cartoonish. He has to look pretty violent.
Now, what colors would you make the team if you are the Yetis, right? Because the Yeti is white. Obviously, that's
white, blue, and give it some jazz stuff.
Blue?
White, blue, purple, but make it more blue than purple, right? And the Jazz I see are going to be wearing more of those traditional 90s uniforms, the purple ones, the Stockton and Malone, they're going to be wearing more of those uniforms throughout the season. So that's pretty cool. I like the Utah Yetis. They should go for it. I like it. Anyway, Boston Celtics right now in the third. Last I looked, it was, 66-48? Yeah. This game is, by the time I get to my house, this game is going to be curtains. Maybe. I mean, a 15-16-point lead, they can go to work and do it. Hickey, we'll see what happens, right?
Anything, right, 16-point lead nowadays is nothing compared to what it used to be, or I guess now an 18-point lead, but I would be surprised if we're talking about a close game going to the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but now I got to watch. We'll see what happens, okay? Anyway, the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Thank you so much to Alan Sliwa for joining us earlier on in the show from the Lakers Broadcast Network to talk about their coaching. We talked about A-Rod. We talked about all these quarterbacks and their new systems. And if you missed a minute, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. The JR Sport Brief Show will be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. But don't go anywhere. Don't leave. I might be done. But Bart Winkler's coming up next. Thank you so much to super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. Y'all have a good night. Be safe, be well, be cool, be smooth.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.